The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I don't know what's going on out there, but I'm telling you what, it's interesting. We have been just zeroing in on the professors out there as well as the self-proclaimed conservatives out there and the conservative talk hosts. Folks, they're just plummeting in their ratings. And they're plummeting, folks, because you need to understand that people are finally catching on that in many cases, not blaming the conservative talk show host that doesn't understand our foundations in any sense of the word. You need to understand that they have an evolutionary view of government. Therefore, they believe that your rights are derived from the state, not from God. And if they would simply read the Declaration of Independence, they could set the record straight. But if you look at many of these show host friends, the self-proclaimed conservatives, you can see that they're demoralized just as much as the left that they complain about. But it's interesting across the boards, folks, their ratings are beginning to plummet because people are catching on that, wait a second, maybe we need to get back to the Word of God. Yeah, you think? A good call, let me say it that way. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because yesterday I had hesitatingly brought forth some information on Glenn Beck. And I said to you, and I really don't, friends, I really don't like going there. But I got to tell you, folks, this guy is spinning out in the faces of the American people. First, he's calling Donald Trump an SOB, okay, and he claims to be a Christian. And again, if you look at his foundations, you'll understand why he's a mess. He's confused. Look at his foundations. Look to what he believes in. Look to his doctrines, friends. And then before we know it, we see that he takes his face along with his little chameleons that he has working for him, sticking his face in a bowl of Cheetos and then mocking Donald Trump again. And it's like, wait a second, dude, how old are you? These are grown-ups. And now today, friends, he's warning Indiana that if you screw this up, first of all, you do need to understand he's calling for a fast. And he's proclaiming himself to be a spiritual leader, which he is not in any sense of the word, friends. He doesn't know what he's talking about for the most part, especially when it comes to the Word of God. You better back off there. And he needs to understand that God ordains men to be what they are, not man on man. So just because he's got a microphone up to his mouth doesn't mean he's ordained of anybody except himself. And that's not a good place to put himself. But he's doing it anyways. But folks, now, you ready for this? He's warning Indiana. As he's calling for a fast, and he's warning Indiana, and he said, if you screw this up, he said, I'm going to be on a suicide watch. Now, folks, I don't care how he said it. This is exactly what people are extracting from this confused individual. He's a scared little chicken out there confusing others because he himself is confused. Now, again, keep in mind, I've seen a lot of good stuff come from this direction, but it hasn't come from him. It's come from the direction of the door that he's opened for other real leaders to come forth, the likes of David Barton, the wall builder, so on and so forth, Bishop Harry Jackson, others like that. I'm glad the door's been open. But for this man to take the leadership role, which by the way, I'm not condemning him for his willingness to do what others are not willing to do. I admire that, right? Because men follow courage, they don't follow titles. We're all on the same page there. But again, folks, when you begin to end up in the ditch over and over and over again, we know what Jesus said about them men. Let the blind lead the blind. They're all going to end up in the ditch. Folks, you need to wake up as to what's going on out there. We need to get back to the Word of God, which exposes what we're seeing today on every front. Literally, every front, friends. You can always tell when a stick is crooked by laying a straight one next to it. And we also know that the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. We're seeing a lot of arguments against the Bible, which will not stand, by the way. That's just a posted script for you, P.S. But folks, this guy needs some prayer. And this guy, if you know Glenn Beck, you do need to get him in contact with this ministry because he needs people that are willing to tell him what his little chameleons around him are not willing to tell him. And I'm trying to be as kind as I possibly can. But this guy, at this point, friends, you need to take heed to who you're listening to. Follow me as I follow Christ. Let me tell you. Let me explain what I'm telling you here. I've said in church for years, follow me as so far as I follow Christ. If you see me depart from Christ, then you know what? You go on with Christ and you depart from me. 1 Corinthians 11:1. And we know who he is because if we look at John 10, he's the great shepherd. If we look at John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Let me say that again. You follow the words of this ministry as so long as we are following Christ. I want you to hear me clearly. If we leave Christ, then you know what? You depart from us. But outside of that, friends, that's where I'm safe. This is when my feet are upon the rock, I hear and I do the Word of God. Because I'm always right if my feet are established upon the rock. Remember what David said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay. Put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. It's always a safe place to be. That's why I like getting on this radio show on a daily basis. When I'm not giving you my opinion, I'm giving you facts. And if I'm exposing something, it's the light reproving the darkness. And that's exactly what the church is called to do. But friends, you know what? God bless the good efforts coming from Glenn Beck. Pray for the man. But again, if you're around him, tell him to contact this ministry because me and Glenn need to have a conversation. We really do. He needs real people around him. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy which he has around him are good for nobody because they spoil the soul and they can ruin the life in every sense of the word. Cool? Just wanted to let you know. By the way, if you want to talk on the show today over the next 45 minutes, we're still in the first segment, you can give us a call at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You're going to be seeing some new stuff come up there on a landing page pretty soon here, friends. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, do go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, or to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean1, Bradley Dean1, double E. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know how we always talk about Hillary Clinton and both criminal families, the Obamas and the Clintons, how they're Saul Alinsky students and they're disciples of Saul Alinsky. Well, let me ask you something, friends. Who is Saul Alinsky the disciple of? Did you know that Saul Alinsky so admired Lucifer he wanted to join Satan in hell? We'll be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Okay, so here's the deal. If this is the first time you've listened to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, okay? Just clarifying. Just want to make sure you understand who you're listening to. We always go back to our foundations. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Andrew Jackson, okay? Just so you know what our talking points are, what they're grounded in, so on and so forth. Right before the end of the last break, I'd shared with you, friends, how I highlight Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, two crime families, along with the Bushes. Don't forget that. Judge them by their fruit. Reads Matthew 7 when you get a moment. But one thing I talk about is the fact that they're Saul Alinsky students. Well, some people may say, well, okay, well, what does that mean? They're Saul Alinsky students. Saul Alinsky was a Chicago organizer, okay? He's been long dead, friends. He's burning in hell where he had where he desired to go. He said that. As a matter of fact, Saul Alinsky so admired Lucifer, he wanted to join Satan in hell. And he's also the guy that dedicated his book, Rules for Radicals, which, by the way, many in government, in your representative positions today in this country, have read this book, and they are taking it as the Bible, as their Bible. But again, keep in mind, Alinsky dedicated his book, Rules for Radicals, to Lucifer, a.k.a. the devil. Matter of fact, Saul Alinsky said, lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical. From all of our legends, mythology, and history, and who is to know where mythology leaves off and history begins, or which is which, said Saul Alinsky. The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that at least upon his own and won his own kingdom. Lucifer. This is what he said. And Hillary Clinton has acknowledged Saul Alinsky as someone that she admires and follows. And so does Barack Hussein Obama, publicly, friends. This isn't hard to find. But this is Saul Alinsky, friends. This is who he is. I mean, he admires Lucifer so much that he wants to join Satan in hell. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to Alinsky's 13 rules for radicals. Now, I want to set something straight here because I want people to understand that Jesus Christ is the first and the last radical. I want you to understand the Bible calls him a man of war. The Bible calls my big brother the lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, just to show you how blinded these people are, 1 Peter 5:8 tells us, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Folks, he's always mimicking the things of Christ Jesus. Jesus spoke as one having authority, not as the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. What did Jesus say of those that sat in king's courts? That they're effeminate. They have soft raiment upon them. Okay? So again, we need to put into perspective, friends, who the King of Kings is and the Lord of Lords is, who the first and the last radical will always be. He is Jesus the Christ. Okay? So we have Saul Alinsky here accrediting Satan as the radical, the greatest of all radicals. No, he is not. He is a defeated foe because he has been broken underfoot of my big brother, and his name is Jesus Christ, like it or not. Just so you understand. And just so those that admire people such as Saul Alinsky, who is now burning in hell where he belongs and where he wanted to go furthermore, I'm going to share with you Alinsky's 13 rules for radicals. Okay? This is how your enemies operate. It is not hard to figure out. It's through totalitarian methods. Remember, the rule of law, there is peace. When they rule by force, there's going to be war. What's happening in the United States of America today, friends? Are they being ruled by the law, which is king in this country under God? Which is premised in what? Common law? Upon the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence? You know, where our rights are derived from our Creator? You know, as they appeal to the Supreme Judge of the world, right? As they sought divine providence and protection from who? Right? Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. And the laws of nature, and nature is what? God? That's all in the Declaration of Independence. So that's why our forefathers always told us either we're going to be ruled by God as radicals for Christ, or else we're going to be ruled by tyrants as radicals for the loser and the enemy of our soul. You do need to put that into perspective. So here we go. Keep in mind, this is the shepherd for none other than Barack Hussein Obama and the likes of Hillary Clinton and many other that are following the destroyer of men's souls. Rule number one is power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Is this how they're operating today in America? You better bet your bottom dollar, friends. You know, you're being destroyed by less than 1.7% of the population. Now, keep in mind, they said power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. What the enemy thinks you have. Let me say it again. What the enemy thinks you have. When you look to Joseph Goebbels, the propagandist for none other than Adolf Hitler, he said lie, keep lying, keep telling the lie until they believe the lie. The bigger the lie, the more they'll believe it. Right? Well, I want to tell you something, friends. Did you know that the state-controlled narrative owned and operated by the criminal organization, the CIA in America today, and I'm talking about the bad guys once again, do you know that they are actually the ones dictating what you get as they inundate you with lie after lie after lie after lie? And what they want to do is they want to oppress you. They want to put the fear of consequence if you dare stand up to corruption in government. That's the kind of fear that they throw on the American people, which runs contrary to who we are, because those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man. And by the way, those that fear God don't fear the face of man. Those that fear the face of man, they don't fear the face of God. In America, let me remind you, these colors don't run, right? And I'm talking about the colors of the cross of Jesus Christ, the blood and the water. We have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you, the fear that we have is the fear of God when we depart from iniquity, which gives us strong confidence in the face of the enemy as he gives over unto his righteous bold, and he makes them bold as lions, friends. In America, you don't take your counsel from your fears, America. Be encouraged in Jesus' name. You don't take your counsels from your fears. You take your counsels from heaven, where he promises you the victory every step of the way, as you are empowered by the Holy Ghost to dispossess and to have all power and authority over all the works of the enemy. But again, keep in mind, Joseph Goebbels operated in such a way where they wanted to oppress the people through the lie. This is how dictators take control. This is how they take control. They oppress. They dictate. They kill. They lie. They steal. And this is the message they want to push on you. See, when the government is corrupt, see how the American people praise the wicked? They keep highlighting the crimes of corrupt politicians, but they don't praise God, do they? They don't talk about the holiness and the righteousness and the goodness of God. For example, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies, right? See, that belongs to the obedient. And there's too many people in this country that don't love the Lord enough to obey him. And that's why they're defeated at every step. But those that are born of the Spirit of God, they understand what it means to overcome. We're made more than overcomers. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. And what is the purpose of that? So we might receive as we press into the kingdom of God, because we understand that the violent take it by force. When we enter into the throne of grace, we ask the Lord the things that he has promised unto us, which defeats the enemy at every given turn. That's what the blood of the Lamb does, friends. As does it washes from our sins. Unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be bringing it down. Say, Brother Dean, bring it down, bring it down. We're kicking the hell out by the power of the Holy Ghost, and we're getting heaven in. Amen. 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 Folks, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have, folks. They don't have the control that they want, because if they did, then why is it that you still have the freedom to do the right thing? They want to make it so bad that you just sit there like a bunch of sheeple as the wolves continuously devour you. That's what they want. That's what they want. They want to keep inundating you with fear. They want to keep inundating you with fear and this fear and this fear. All carnal fear, friends. All carnal fear. Because they want control. They want to knock you down. They want to keep magnifying the works of the enemy. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, yeah, America, there's everything that you can do about it in Jesus' name. No matter how bad, friends, things are, we still have the Good Shepherd we can call upon, who will fend off the wolves, because that's exactly who he is and how he describes himself in John 10. We're going to take a quick break talking about Saul Alinsky's 13 Rules for Radicals. Be right back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Okay, you ready for this? Always gotta back it up. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes virtually important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth, listen carefully, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Who's working against you today, friends? Hey, folks, they can spin it and they can, you know, roll themselves under the guise of whatever name they want to call it. But the fact of the matter is there's nothing new under the sun. It all comes from the same source. And by the way, this is Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister in Nazi Germany. It doesn't get any better than that, friends. Every step of the way, friends, they undo themselves and the Lord undermines every single thing that the enemy does. In other words, they dig the hole and sooner or later they fall into the pit. Read Psalm 37 when you get a moment. Look at David's experience. So again, rule one is power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have, friends. Hey, friends. I'm not saying they don't have power, but I am telling you that they're over-exaggerating and embellishing the fact that they have all control over your lives. That's what they want you to believe. But this is a part of perfect judgment. These are two things of which there's plentiful supply. Government and corporations always have a difficult time appealing to the people and usually do so almost exclusively with the economic arguments. Okay? But I'm talking about the media and the such, and there's a whole plethora of branches off that tree. Rule number two, speaking of Saul Alinsky's 13 rules for radicals, never go outside the expertise of your people. Friends, that's not hard to do. The only thing they know how to do is lie. And they're good at it. It results in confusion, fear, and retreat. Feeling secure adds to the backbone of anyone. Organizations under attack wonder why radicals don't address the real issues. This is why. They avoid things with which they have no knowledge. Friends, this is why almost every single time you see any representative in government, it's always written down. It's controlled. It's a controlled narrative. Even the reporters are bought and paid for, friends. They are hand-picked as to who's going to ask them questions and who's not going to ask them questions. So rule number two is never go outside the expertise of your people. Friends, that's not hard to do. Again, just tell the truth, stand on the truth, and they're going to be, folks, they're going to be running like a bunch of little scared chickens. Let them feel your steel so that they might retreat. By the way, that is a slogan from the communists themselves. Forget that not. Rule number three, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Look for ways to increase insecurity, anxiety, and uncertainty. Is that what's happening today, friends? You better bet your bottom dollar because they're following the rule book. By the way, you can bet your bottom dollar as well that everything that I'm talking about right now concerning the 13 rules for radicals that Hill of Beans and Barack Hussein Obama follow. You better bet your bottom dollar this is exactly what they meditate upon. He's not a constitutionalist, friends. He's there to destroy the Constitution. He's not a Christian. He's there at war against our Christian heritage. You know what? I've heard it said, and it's true. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, the world can be the hammer all they want to be. They can keep pounding on the anvil, but keep in mind, world, it's not the anvil that's replaced. It's the hammer. Rule number four, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. Amen. Lord, we thank you for more grace to keep your commandments better. If the rule is that every letter gets a reply, send 30,000 letters. You can kill them with this because no one can possibly always all obey all of their own rules. This is a serious rule. The besieged entity is very credible, and reputation is at stake because if activists catch it lying or not living up to its commitment, they continually chip away at the damage. And, folks, that's why they continuously attack those that are telling you the truth. They want to discredit the people that are telling you the truth, and they want to give credibility to those that are lying to you. Who do they prop up, friends? That's all you got to ask yourself. That's the spirit of the world. That's at war with your freedoms, your Christian liberties. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty to walk in holiness in Jesus' name. Rule five, talking about Saul Alinsky's 13 rules for radicals. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. Folks, they love to shout and shoot. That's all they know how to do is shout and shoot. Rule five is ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. Okay? It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. Pretty crude, rude, and mean. They want to create anger and fear. Why? Because they want to create revolution. That's what they're after here, friends. This is all communism. This is all based on Satanism, whether you want to call it that or not. Rule number six, a good tactic is one your people enjoy, just to show you how sick and reprobate they are, folks. They run, friends, to hell, and they want to bring as many people as they possibly can bring with them. If not willingly, they'll do it forcefully, if need be. A good tactic is one your people enjoy. They'll keep doing it without urging and come back to do more. They're doing their thing and will even suggest better ones. Radical activists, in this sense, are no different than any other human being. We all avoid unfun activities, but we reveal and revel and enjoy the ones that work and bring results. You can go ahead, friends, regardless of who you are, and go ahead and work at the truth all that you want, but truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always does. We're still here 6,000 years ago, or 6,000 years later, forgive me. Rule number seven, rules for radicals by Satanist, Luciferian, Saul Alinsky. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Don't become old news. Even radical activists get bored, so keep to them excitement and get involved. Organizers are constantly coming up with new tactics. No, they're not. They really aren't. They just shoot at innocent people a different way. Rule number 8, keep the pressure on. Never let up. Sound familiar, America? Keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance. They're trying to destroy your country, friends. And keep in mind who's behind all of this. The Lord said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets about him. If you love the Lord enough to actually enforce his laws against their crimes, they would be the ones that would be capitulating, friends, not you. How do you allow 1.7% of the population, how do you allow them to destroy your country, America? Keep the pressure on, they said. Never let up. Keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance. The righteous, friends. As the opposition masters one approach, hit them from the flank with something new. Attack, attack, attack from all sides. Never giving the reeling organization a chance to rest. Regroup, recover, and re-strategize. I'll tell you what, friends. When I read scripture and I think about those that touch the anointed of the Lord, you can look at the history of this ministry if you'd like. It's not good. We've had organizations, friends, come against the ministry. They are not around anymore. We've had people come against the ministry where they're not on this earth anymore. And I want to tell you why, because when you look in the book of Deuteronomy 30, it talks about, in the book of Deuteronomy 32 and 33, it talks about those that have left father and mother that are consecrated unto God and his glory. He promised those that left father and mother that are consecrated unto him, he's our inheritance and we're his, that he would smite to the loins those that rose up against his children. Throughout scripture, friends, you will see this. Look at the life of David. How did it fare for those that stood up against David? The Lord at length gave David the necks of his enemies. Every given time where David was found in righteousness. The righteousness of Christ, which is all righteousness, goodness, and truth. Read Ephesians 5. There are people that don't understand that we are in a real warfare. And I want to say this to you. You go ahead and do what you will, but I want you to understand that the Lord will recompense. Vengeance is mine. Touch not mine anointed, saith the Lord. There's strong confidence in the fear of the Lord, friends. And I've seen it too many times. Where people just take it lightly because they lightly esteem the God of my salvation. And they want to try to put words into my mouth. Or they want to try to literally put my house up online and send forth a death threat. Like the likes of MSNBC. And I'll tell you, just watch it for a moment, because the Lord through the cross spoils principalities and powers. As a matter of fact, it tells us in the book of Colossians that had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. In other words, they would have not went that direction, but they did anyways to their own demise, and they have nobody to blame but themselves. Keep the pressure on. These are gains to these people, and they don't realize they're going to reap what they sow. And it doesn't take too long in some cases. Rule number 9, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Imagination and ego can dream up many more consequences than any activist. I also want to tell you, America, I'm reading these, and you're reading these on a daily basis through the state-controlled media. You're seeing this on the front page of the paper. You're hearing it on the airwaves. You're seeing it on television if you're foolish enough to watch television. Read Psalm 101, verse 3. David said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Read 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians 6 as well when you get a moment. And also read James 4 when you get a moment. I mean, folks, you are dealing with this mentality. These are individuals who haven't grown up mentally. These are reprobates. And these aren't calling them names, friends. This is a fact. We're talking about the 13 Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. Boy, just like William Booth, founder of Salvation Army, you want to talk about a radical, friends? He's the one that said if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. It's not hard to trouble the present. That's all you have to do is tell the truth. But you know what? Live for it as well and deal with those that I'm highlighting right now. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, check out a whole plethora of articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We thank you. Yesterday we had over 53,000 people on the site, and we just again want to tell you thank you very much that we are growing in grace as the Lord multiplies us. And again, friends, I want you to keep in mind you can go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or you can go over to my Facebook and my Twitter account. We have about 400,000 people that are interacting on a daily basis because, friends, we can do this. I just want you to know we can do this in Jesus' name, okay? Not without Jesus, but by Jesus. Cool? When you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. But when you're old, another's going to gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. That's called bearing your cross. And that, by the way, was told to Peter by Jesus. When Jesus said, "Do you love me?" he said, "Feed my sheep." Jesus said to Peter again, "Do you love me?" Peter said, "Yes." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Jesus said to Peter again the third time, "Do you love me?" Peter getting frustrated, he said, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." He said, "Feed my lambs." And then he told him, "When you were young, you did what you wanted to do, but now when you're old, another's going to gird you and take you where you don't want to go." Okay? That's real ministry, by the way. You don't apply for ministry, friends. You just don't. You get knocked down, and the Lord says to you, "I'm going to show you how many things you must suffer for my namesake." Amen. For his glory, that we might know the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. Talking about the 13 rules for radicals. By the way, the church, especially you Christians out there, you do need to understand that your enemy fears the fact that you're called to be a witness of the resurrection more than anything in life. Because that is the power of the Holy One of Israel. who won the day through your obedience. And you obey because you love. You obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto you, so on and so forth, right? Romans 6. But we'll talk about that tomorrow or the next day or one of the other days. I'm sure it will come back. But again, folks, let's go to this one. Rule 10, rules for radicals. This is lordship of, literally, of Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. If you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Folks, that's understanding spiritual law. Violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog. Why do you think Hillary Clinton is trying to make herself the underdog? Why do you think the homosexuals are trying to make themselves the underdog? Why do you think the atheists are trying to make themselves the victim, friends? Because they're trying to garner your support. They're playing your sympathies. And hopefully you have enough common sense to see that we're ruled by law in this country, not by opinion or sympathies. As a matter of fact, peaceful demonstrations during the heyday of unions in the early to mid-20th century incurred management's wrath, often in form of violence that eventually brought public sympathy to their side. You see how this works? This is why they're always playing and putting even the Muslims in the position of the victim in this country, friends, when in fact the opposite is true. Let's go to Rule 11. The price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Never let the enemy score points because you're caught with a solution to the problem. Folks, these people in many cases are stupid as rocks. Or on the other hand, they're very smart. But the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Trust in the Holy Ghost. He'll put words into your heart and your mouth when need be. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Activist organizations have an agenda, and their strategy is to hold a place at the table to be given a forum to wield their power. Hello, let's talk about care for a moment, shall we, friends, speaking to the Muslims. Their strategy is to hold a place at the table to be given a forum to wield their power. So, they have to have a compromise solution. Number 12, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after the people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. This is cruel but very effective. Direct, personalized criticism and ridicule works. Pretty sick, huh? Oh my goodness, I would hate to be in the shoes of those that advocate such crimes against their brothers. I mean, this is just, it is so unthinkable what these people do. And you do need to understand, friends, what I just highlighted runs counter to God's government. You do understand that. Satan says in the first scripture of the Satanic Bible, do what you want to do. So in other words, he does, and he teaches his little disciples, his little hellish minions, how to do the exact opposite as to what God commanded them. Listen carefully to the Prince of Preachers, speaking of God's moral law. He said, there's a war between you and God's law. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. The Ten Commandments are against you, the moral law. The first comes forward and says, let him be cursed, for he denies me. He has another God beside me. His God is his belly, and he yields his homage to his lust. All the Ten Commandments, like 10 great cannons, are pointed at you today, friends. For you have all broken God's statutes and lived in daily neglect of all of his commands because you lack love. So you will find it a hard thing to go to war with the law of God. When the law came in peace, Sinai was altogether on smoke, and even Moses said, I exceeding fear and quake. So the question is, what will you do when the law of God comes in terror, when the trumpet of the archangel shall tear you from your grave, when the eyes of God shall burn their way into your guilty soul without Christ, and when the great book shall be opened and all your sin and shame shall be punished? Can you stand against an angry law in that day? Folks, that's what these people teach others. This is the doctrine these people have eaten and have exhibited every step of the way of their lives. And they think that they're playing games. They're playing games with their own eternities. Every single one of them. You know, again, when you look at a hearse, you don't see a luggage rack on the top, do you? It's also interesting to note that when you talk to people, my wife's grandmother, she's 98 years old. You talk to her about when she was 5 years old and even earlier than that. She tells you it was just like it was yesterday. You know, the Bible tells us that life is but a vapor. You know, some of you that are in your 30s and your 40s, you know, because I'm not in my 50s. It's interesting that you can turn around and say, whoa, did that go fast? It was like a blink of an eye. You know, it's like the grass that's out there and it's green and it's lush right now. You know, the sun's going to come out and it's going to go into the oven and it's going to be no more. And that's the life of man. I just want to plead with those that don't care about their own souls. I wonder how your mother and your father had felt about the fact, if they're not here anymore, as to how you become, and yet you live out this satanic doctrine on a daily basis. And by the way, it's not to the extreme satanic. It's to those that profess their Christianity, but yet have not departed from lawlessness. They still have not found Christ. They haven't found Christ because they've never been truly repentant before a just and a holy law to drive them to the foot of the cross where that law can do no more, where they put their faith in Jesus Christ and understand that God loved you so much that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for me and you. How can you not live for Him who died for you? And I want you to understand that the fruit of repentance is obedience, because it shows you who has your heart. Read John 3:3. You must be born again. And when you're born again of the Holy Ghost, guess what? You're born again of an undefiled seed. And guess what you strive for? You strive for holiness. You strive to put on the Lord Jesus Christ to make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. You don't look to excuses as to why you do the same thing, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Nope. You ask the Lord to put on the garments of salvation, to put on the robes of righteousness, Isaiah 58, Isaiah 61, because you want to know the power of the Most High God that transforms us all into the image and likeness of His Son, Jesus Christ. That's what I desire. That's what I hunger and thirst for on a daily basis. Every night of my life, friends, on a personal note, Lord, you said without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And you gave the commandment, be ye holy as I am holy. I cannot do that, but I can obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto me in Romans 6, which is a work of grace. And grace fulfilled brings about by the work of the Holy Ghost, which regenerates and renews us, guess what, into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ, that we're made new creations and new creatures in Christ Jesus, that we wake up in His image. That's what I desire, friends. I desire to be perfected by the grace that God has bestowed upon me. I'm not looking for excuses. I'm looking to get rid of the excuses so I can know my Lord and all that I'm called to do for His purposes. Because He's the one that said, call unto me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things. And friends, I believe it. As a matter of fact, I'm beyond believing in so many different ways because I've proven my Heavenly Father. Because even when I didn't ask, He was there to wash me in the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Now you know, and you're held accountable for the very things that I'm sharing with you today. Regardless of who you are, I do want you to sincerely know that from my heart, I love you enough to give you my Father's word. And what He did for me, He can surely do for you, because He is a great Savior from sin. Matthew 1:21. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.